Recording in progress.
There she is, the superstar herself. I said it publicly on Facebook yesterday. I cannot say it enough. Seeing you live on location, I mean, as if I didn't already think you're like the coolest co-host ever. You yesterday at the Queensway Carlton Hospital, I mean, this is what you didn't hear on the podcast yesterday. Zoe had the microphone. We're out in the parking lot. Right? Everybody's making their way into work. We're playing music, and there's Zoe on the microphone. Welcome to work! We have coffee! And you're just so fun, Zoe. Thank you for a great day yesterday.
Oh, I wish I could do that at my workplace every day. Just stand with like a little like boom box in the parking lot and be like, welcome to work!
What's stopping you?
Of course, like anytime I get on like a microphone, I always feel like I have to do the like Good Morning Vietnam.
Yeah.
Thing. So, of course, like the first time I'm like,
let's do it.
The microphone up for me. I was just like, I've got to do this.
That's exactly what you did, too. The minute we hooked the microphone up yesterday. Now that
yeah,
I think
the
of
only
it.
People that'll get it are like radio people. So I'm like,
no, everybody
knows
that line. Are you ready? In tandem. Here we go. Okay. Good morning, Ottawa. You didn't cough at the end. You win.
Yeah, I think I probably could have kept holding that for a bit.
Too funny. Anyway, great day yesterday. And I mentioned that on Facebook, and not a moment later, also on Facebook, the listener may not be aware of this, but since 1996, I have owned and operated the number one website in the radio industry for industry news, but mostly job postings. And ever since Facebook came along, I get a job posting, I get a news item. The natural thing to do is go to my little group, you know, for my website and let people know there's a new job. So yesterday I did just that. There's a job opening at this radio station in this city, in this province. And then I get a notice from Facebook that my account is at risk of being suspended. I can go to Facebook jail. What did I do? I posted notification of this job opportunity. And Facebook claims that I am trying to get too many likes. And that's not the way to go about it. And they have rules and regulations. Anyway, I've appealed it. But I asked people on Facebook just today, what's the stupidest thing they've ever been sent to Facebook jail for? Have you ever been in Facebook jail?
I've never. I can wear that badge with pride. I have never been sent to Facebook jail.
Your day is coming.
I probably should have.
Your day is coming. Well, yeah, I mean, you did post a picture of you and your dog the other day expressing joy. So I'm surprised you haven't been sent to Facebook jail.
Yeah. Cut that shit off.
What have you been sent to Facebook jail for? Lynn says she called somebody a sexy bee. Colin posted a topless picture of his 14-year-old son at the beach and was sent to Facebook jail for 3 days. Now, in fairness, his son has long hair, but...
Oh.
Facebook nuts. One time I said blankety blank white people and got a stern warning against hate speech, says Brandon.
I'm guessing Brandon's white.
Yep, sure is. Sharing a meme on Facebook got Tina Marie sent to Facebook jail. We better be careful. That's a thing we do. We got to get back to memes.
Oh my gosh, what kind of memes you posted, girl?
Yeah.
They're dirty, they're filthy.
Yeah.
What's up?
And why are you not sharing them with us?
Yeah.
Silly reasons you have been sent to Facebook jail. They just keep coming. Stephanie says because I used the B word towards somebody. That seems to be the number one reason people are going to Facebook jail. So try and avoid the B word, I think.
Yeah. I don't know why she was using it to someone if she was being like, you know, like friendly or not friendly.
I noticed the B word is also being bleeped out of a lot of songs. Like you listen to some radio stations and love it or hate it, that new Beyonce song, she says the B word and it is bleeped out. Of a lot of verse. I don't get it.
I don't get it.
Debbie's with you. She's been a good girl. She has never, ever faced Facebook jail
time. Join the club. Woo!
Bunch of goody two shoes. My buddy Jay mentioned a business without their permission and they told on him. Like, they complained.
First off, was it positive or negative? Because, like, if it's positive, what's up with that business not wanting good promo? Actually, Any like shout out or whatever, whether negative or good, bad press, good press.
As long as they spell your name right, I believe is.
Oh, that is important. Yes.
All right, my friend Shade, and I have a great picture together from Sexapalooza. That's Shade. Okay.
Okay.
She has been to Facebook jail, not surprisingly, because she posted the picture of the backs of men in leather harnesses. No nudity, just their backs. That's crazy. That's crazy. Karen, who you met yesterday, she popped by our live on location at Queensway Carlton Hospital. She says she was selling an art print featuring two Labrador retrievers, and Marketplace police kept saying she shouldn't be selling a dog.
Wow, must have been a really good painting then.
And we'll wrap it up here. Ivy says, multiple offender with a big smiley face. She doesn't explain why, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, I'll see.
You tease you. Yes, exactly. This is Yao, your Ottawa webcast with the very naughty, I've been to Facebook jail, John Milkey, and the saint, that is, Princess Zoe Thorne.
Yay!
Hi, I'm Finn, and you're listening to Finn's Forecast. After yesterday's rain, with a accumulated 11 millimeters, today is a nice day with a mix of sun and clouds, a high temperature of 18 degrees. The night is partly cloudy with a low of 7 degrees. Friday morning starts out mainly sunny. Catch me again tomorrow for Finn's Friday Forecast. Back to Zoe and John. See ya!
As you know, we record the show over the lunch hour, and I guess you've had Chinese food lately because you have a really cool fortune from a fortune cookie that describes you to a T, Zoe.
Yeah, it was left over from, like, at work we got Chinese food, and I brought my cookie home with me.
Is that all you guys do at your office is eat food?
We work very hard and eat food, yes. and play softball, which we'll be doing later.
And are you accepting applications?
I've had it left over in my house and I was like, oh, I'll just have a little treat today at lunch. And I ate it and I opened it and I was like, oh, this is the first time it's actually been like accurate and like kind of creepy.
Accurate and creepy.
Mm-hmm.
You had me at hello. So, do share.
Well, because you are always so kind to me and saying, you know, I love like how awesome you are. And, you know, just we were just talking about myself at the Queensway Carlton Hospital on the microphone. I open my fortune cookie and it says, others appreciate your expressive qualities. And I was like,
yes.
I'm like, you don't say, fortune cookie. You don't say.
That was essentially my Facebook status update yesterday. I mean, Oh, yay.
Which is very kind. Thank you.
Yay. I love when they're accurate. The last one I've got, I happen to have it here for some stupid reason, because my office is a mess. You will take a chance in the near future. And then I brought you on board. So there.
Oh, wow.
<There's that. laughs> How about we put a new twist on news nuggets? I don't have a lot of local stuff, but news-ish nuggets? World news nuggets. Oh, there you go. Got a song for that?
Sure. World-ish news nuggets?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, yeah.
We got your news nuggets from the world. Morsels of information all across the world.
Ish, yeah. You didn't get the ish in there. So you're always hearing that men should wear nice shoes because it says so much about him. I'm guessing very handsome man probably wears like the best shoes and they're polished, etc. Yes.
He does have very nice shoes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Surprising. I'm sitting here in two slippers that don't match. The dog has one or the other somewhere. So this little survey asked, do women actually check out men's footwear? Those that do, they proclaim some turnoffs. Velcro fasteners. Surprisingly,
I just think
a turnoff.
I just feel like convenience, you know, convenience is key. Isn't like Velcro back? I don't know. Like,
listen, I'm 55 and the noises I make, unknowingly make, just putting on socks, all right? Because that's just what happens at 55. Velcro fasteners on shoes are a thing. Don't judge anybody. Those semi-boots that have a zipper up the side. Apparently, most women not big into those.
Well, that's disappointing because a lot of women's boots and shoes have that. So, like, why are you judging?
Women's.
Yes, but,
men's.
Like, why are you judging if your own shoes
because
probably have
judging people makes for great show prep, Zoe Thorne.
I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt. Again, convenience. But we live in Canada and salt gets in them and they're ruined immediately. So I try to avoid those, but that's just me.
All right. Well, that's Zoe. I, on the other hand, am totally judging you. Hey, Taylor Swift, our good friend Taylor Swift. She's
yes, we love Taylor.
We do. She's our good friend here in the podcast. Don't know if you know that, listener, especially if you're new. Taylor Swift is our good friend because every time we mention her in the show notes, our numbers go up. So she's our bestie.
BFF.
She just kicked off the European leg of her Eras Tour last night. 20% of the tickets sold to people from North America because they discovered they can fly to France and catch the show for less than tickets would cost here in North America.
That doesn't surprise me, honestly. It was like that guy that was taking flights from, was it Calgary to Vancouver
for school?
Yeah, because it was cheaper for him.
Smart.
Like that just checks out. Yeah,
beats the heck out of living in a van like a lot of people are, or in tents, you know, in Vancouver. Yeah. Speaking of Ticketmaster yesterday, I guess they've had some sort of promotion on for like a bunch of like over 5,000 concerts that people could choose from and like these $25 tickets, some promotion, heavily advertised. And then around 10 minutes in yesterday, guess what happened to Ticketmaster?
It crashed.
Sure did.
Yeah, I figured.
Called it.
I never heard a thing about this. So I don't. Clearly, their promotions never came to me because I didn't.
It's all over my social media. People are just, they've had it. They've absolutely had it with Ticketmaster.
Fair enough.
All right, some happy news. Chips Ahoy. Chips Ahoy.
Mm.
It's like the third time this week we've had cookie news. Anyway, they say that they have now invested well over 3,000 hours. And they have tried 40 or so different recipes, but Chips Ahoy, Zoe, have finally perfected a Chips Ahoy gluten-free chocolate chip cookie. And they say it tastes every bit as good as the original. Yes!
Oh, yay. That's awesome, especially for the gluten-free people out there.
So my brother's celiac, and whenever we get together, of course, most of the food has to be gluten-free.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I eat the gluten-free stuff he's making, I ask the same question. Why do we use gluten at all? So many of these cakes and other things, you don't notice that gluten's not there. They're good and made with healthier things like bananas, you know, which are sticky.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll have to try that and see for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm going to take
we'll
Chips Ahoy
test.
At face value. Come on. There you go. Some world-ish. News-ish.
News nuggets.
Nuggets-ish. Yeah, that. Got a question for you.
Okay.
What you watching?
Oh, I actually crushed last night this. So do you know Selling Sunset on Netflix?
I do not.
Okay, so it's like a like reality show, but like based around selling real estate. Like there's drama and blah, blah, blah.
There's always drama in real estate. Well, you know that. You work
yes,
in real
exactly.
estate. Yeah.
But now Prime came out with luxury Toronto real estate.
Oh, cool.
So it's basically that show, but set in Toronto. And the script reading is so bad. Oh my gosh. My roommate told me, and then like last night I texted her, she's in Quebec City with her mom, and I'm like, I cannot believe how terrible the writing and the reading is on this show.
So like, it's a train wreck, right? You just can't help but look at it.
Yeah.
I get
but
it.
Also right. like I just wanted to see some of the real estate that's in Toronto. I was
there
like,
is that too.
Is so
and I got
cool.
to see it firsthand my first time in Toronto a few weeks ago in a long time, and I was right there on the harbor front too. So right away I'm onto the real estate listings. What is an apartment in this building actually worth looking over?
Yeah.
Lake
and
Ontario?
Then you just decide I'm gonna walk in front of the TTC now because
Zoe, don't even joke about that. Go to your room. See, you won't go to Facebook jail, but, you know, you're being sent to the naughty corner here on Yow, your Ottawa webcast.
I don't know. There was just, like, so, like, the prices of some stuff. I was like, oh my God. I can't with this place anymore.
All right, we got some options for you. New stuff on TV as of today. So, yes, this is on Netflix. It is called Bodkin, Zoe. It is a dark comedy that follows a trio of podcasters who take it upon themselves as podcasters do, of course, the very definition is to investigate a series of disappearances in a small town in Ireland.
Well, clearly Netflix is screwing up my algorithm because all I listen to is murder and missing podcasts and watch shows about this stuff and obviously do anything radio-wise I watch on Netflix. So why, Netflix, was this not promoted to me?
Because I had it exclusive first. Now it'll be all over Netflix. Yeah, that's how that works. You understand. New streaming. Also streaming today, a new show called Love Undercover. It is a sex hookup reality show. An elite group of international soccer stars come to the USA on a secret quest for true love.
I wonder if they're going to have as like dramatic injuries to their heart as they do on the field.
Fall down crying.
I'm sad.
Julie looked at me wrong. Mom.
The ref comes out. Yellow card. Red card.
No, red card is Facebook jail. That's when you've really crossed the line. Yep. The Goat looks interesting. It's on an app called Freevee, which I don't think we have here. So hopefully somebody in Canada has picked this up because I really like this. It's a new reality competition show. It features 14 reality superstars. So people who have been on The Bachelorette, Housewives, Survivor, Drag Race.
Oh.
Yep. And all of them in between. So these 14 reality superstars move into Goat Manor to compete in over 20 challenges. The grand prize, $200,000. If anybody knows where that is streaming, please let us know. It is a new reality competition show called The Goat.
Is that hosted by Tosh.0, like
that
Daniel Tosh?
I do
Tosh?
Not know.
Oh, I need to go look this up now because I swear I saw something like he's now going to be a Goat TV.
You ask very difficult questions. I do not know. I have it written down.
It is the one I'm talking
about.
Well,
there you go.
Yes. So Daniel Tosh is actually the host of the show. I did see some snippets like being promoted and the lineup, like Kristen. From you won't know, but Kristen from Vanderpump Rules, like that
you
just wrapped
know.
Up their season, but she's on The Valley now, which is another Vanderpumpy kind of thing. She's on it. Yeah, it's gonna be, sounds really, I think that was the one that Mr. Handsome also said that would be the only one he would watch because he wanted to watch them embarrass them. And I'm like,
I just love those Bachelorettes and Housewives and Drag Racers and everything.
Yes.
And I was mocking you that I wouldn't know, and you're right, I didn't know. And finally, late night talk shows tonight. Ryan Gosling is the guest with Stephen Colbert and Seth Myers has Tiffany Haddish on. I do have a couple of new TV shows set for release. We'll get to that in just a little bit. What do you say?
Sure.
All right. It's Yow, your Ottawa webcast with Zoe and the Milkman.
This is your Empowerment Coach Susie with today's Empowerment Moment. Commit to doing one small thing every day that stretches your limits, even if it's slightly uncomfortable. This could be anything from trying a new activity, initiating conversations, or even tackling a project you've been avoiding. It could also be trying a new food or activity. Consistent action turns the unfamiliar into the familiar, reducing fear over time. Over weeks and months, these daily actions will lead to significant personal growth and an expanded comfort zone. Find more daily tips online. Look for Power Coach Susie on all social media platforms.
You know, the podcast has YOW right there in the title. That is the airport code for Ottawa. This is why it's called Yow, your Ottawa webcast. We should probably talk about some Ottawa stuff.
Maybe just a little.
Don't know if you heard, but Senators have a brand new head coach, Travis Green.
Oh, I did hear that, yes.
Have you seen anybody getting really excited about the hiring of one Travis Green? Also, did you have to Google who in the hell is Travis Green like I did?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, who is this gentleman taking responsibility for our team there? But I saw the announcement and then I haven't heard anything about it.
So he was a Leafs player, you know, like when Ty Domi, et cetera, like the height of the epic battles of Ontario. He was part of that. I don't even remember him from that. Anyway, he's the new coach. He hasn't got the best track record. I understand why fans are apprehensive, but he did crack me up yesterday at the press conference because he talked about the first person he walked into when he got to Canadian Tire Center was Chris Neal, who, of course, would be a guy that he would have gone toe-to-toe with during those battles of Ontario. He says, the next person I saw, Jesus was Phillips. So he's like, I had to really sort of, you know, check over my shoulder, like, am I in the right place? So that was kind of funny. hopefully things go well for the Sens in the future. Yes. In other news, Sheldon Keefe out as Leafs coach. Not surprising.
Oh my gosh. What if I said anything like that,
dude,
at, like, my job, I would be fired. So when I saw his, like, press conference and he said those, in my opinion,
which
just
one? There's been
things.
So many of them where he's just,
well,
like,
it's the one where he said, like, you know, this, like, the players, like, effed me. And it's like, dude, you sit there and you are just collecting money on the backs of these people who actually go out there and score these goals. Like,
well,
excuse
there's a lot,
you.
There's a lot to coaching. Any leader will tell you there's a lot to it. And it's, you know, it's a leadership role and it can make or
there's
break a team.
There's multiple coaches.
Okay.
He's the figurehead for the offense all and right. the defense coaches. Right. Like, he's sitting there. Like, don't, no. Well, don't say that about the players. That's rude. So I'm glad you're fired. And I really honestly, if that's going to be your coaching style, hope you don't work ever again as a coach.
Hey, don't hold back, okay, Zoe? Just, you know.
I'm sure I'm not the only, like, diehard Leaf fans are probably burning his photo in the street, all right? Listen, like, I'm very low-key compared to what they're probably doing.
The writing on the wall was, the second-to-last game of the season. So Austin Matthews had 69 goals. One more goal, he gets 70, and he goes on TV. And what leader does this? Says, yeah, that whole 70-goal thing is a distraction. What?
Again, a bad leader. So bye. Pack your bags. No one wants to deal with you anymore. And that's fair.
All right, Ottawa things. We are spending way too much time on the now former Toronto coach.
Ontario.
All right, well, we have a rat problem in the city of Ottawa. What ward has the highest number of rat complaints to bylaw so far this year, do you think?
I was going to say mine.
Are you experiencing a rat issue yourself?
Yeah, anywhere where the LRT is being built is experiencing rat issues.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's why I was going to be like, you know, like Hindenburg, Westboro.
Right. Well, that makes sense. Rideau Vanier is the correct answer, by the way. 16 requests so far, 83 complaints about rats in that ward last year, 2023. Somerset Ward is the second on the list with 15 requests. And then Orleans, East Cumberland. I'm surprised Blossom Park is not on there because I know neighbor after neighbor after neighbor. All we're talking about is, did you see the rat last night? Oh, God, there's rats. Oh. We're coming for you, Vanya. We're going to take your title.
Just like wandering down the street? Like it was just...
My neighbor has seen it in the backyard and thinks it's living underneath my shed, which of course means I'm not going anywhere near my shed. And the dog isn't going anywhere near it either. She'd be like, nope, no way.
There's got to be just snap trap.
Hey, if you're looking for something to do with kids this weekend, because nothing says Mother's Day fun like the Canada Science and Technology Museum's brand new exhibit called Oh Crap, which explores what, Zoe?
Poop.
It sure does. Anyway, there you go. We worked in some Ottawa stuff on Ottawa Podcast, known and loved
by
at least five people. Yeah, it's Yow, your Ottawa webcast. I seek vengeance.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Good thing
back
I stretched before I'm going
to
kick your ass.
Back to my day.
Okay, you talked over that whole thing. I didn't hear a word you said. What?
I said, good thing I'm stretching before I kick your ass.
Hey!
Hey!
I mean, you will, but I honestly, what did we, was it Tuesday we played the back of my day battle?
Yeah.
I thought I had you, but then you came at me with something, and anyway. What is the current score, please?
28-24, me.
Of course, you didn't have to say that. I think that is well established.
If it's the first time someone's tuning in, they need to know who the winner is.
Right. It's always awesome. I suck. There, you got it. All right, you're up to date. Here we go. Okay, if you're a first time listener, here's the deal. I'm very old. Zoe is not very old. So we talk about things from back in our day and see if the other person knows what in the hell we're talking about. Back in my day, Zoe. There's a thing called mini pops. What was mini pops?
Mini pops.
That is correct. Mini pops.
I mean, I'm just going to assume it's like a mini pop.
Like a father figure but a small one, like a soft drink.
No. Like I guess, like, yeah, like a small soft drink.
Mm. You know what? You would be wrong, sucker!
I figured. That's how I said it. I'm taking a shot in the dark here.
So Mini Puffs started, I want to say, in the late 80s. And what it was a bunch of kids singing top 40 hits of the day. So Mini Pops would have their own version of like a Duran Duran song or a Culture Club song or a Michael Jackson song. Mini Pops.
Oh, we called them, it was like Kid Pop was what we called it.
Well, our name is cooler than your name, so there.
I like ours better. what's a space maker?
There are about 1,000 correct answers to that question. A space maker?
I'm only looking for one.
Yeah, that's the problem. Do I get the right one? Space maker. I'm going to go with a shelf that goes underneath your kitchen sink and works its way around the plumbing, like it's got the cutouts and stuff, and so it makes space where you can actually use that cabinet for actual storage. Please tell me I'm right.
You are wrong.
Of course I'm wrong.
A space maker back in my day was a really, like, everyone wanted one for school, but it was a hard shell pencil case, and it kind of had, like, bumps on the top, and then right in the center it said space maker, and they all kind of came in different, like, colors, but it was just a hard shell pencil case.
I'm sorry, but that is the wrong answer.
No.
Yeah.
Look it up.
I will, damn it. And the score, well, the score changes, but the difference remains the same. Another back in my day battle could happen anytime on Yow, your Ottawa webcast, online at yowshow.ca. Zoe's looking for feedback, y'all. What is it you want to know?
Well, I think we have so much fun and we have so much laughs, like, on and off the air. And I'm just like, I always hope the listener is having just as much fun as we are.
I hope
so,
too.
Or we are just like two unhinged dum-dums.
Well, that's entirely possible.
Unregulated on the internet. Like, it's just, oh.
You know what? We need you to put that in the SEO, the search engine optimization. That's the perfect description of this show. You know what, listener, we would love your feedback. What do you think of the show? What are you hearing you're not really crazy about? What do you really enjoy that we do? Your feedback is everything.
You can just message me on the side. If it's John, I'd understand.
All right. Tough guy. Put your phone number out there so people can text you. No, you're not brave enough to do it.
Find me on the interwebs.
As long as they, know what an umlaut is and remember to use it.
It's true. I'm surprised I haven't gone to Facebook jail for that, to be honest.
You're using an umlaut unnecessarily. Yeah, right. Except it is. It's on my birth certificate. That's why I use the umlaut. You can get in touch with us at yowshow.ca. You can also text the show morning, noon, and night. We are at 613-604-6464. We talked about Facebook jail to start the show. Let's close things off with some of the other responses, asking our audience, what are some of the stupidest things you've gone to Facebook jail for? Because these have just been flowing in throughout the entire conversation between you and I.
Oh, gosh.
Sue is another person who's never been to Facebook. Stop posting, all right? You goody two-shoes. Go hang with Zoe. Shush. Ryan, a news article and picture of the Night Stalker when he died in prison flagged 5 years after I posted it. Banned for 1 week.
Okay.
Julie spent a month in Facebook jail because she shared somebody else's post. Why is there a share button then?
Yeah, exactly.
Chris posted a picture of E.T. on the anniversary of its release. According to the message, I posted a picture of genitals.
Well, that's rude to E.T. He would not appreciate that, I'm sure.
Oh, this is great. Bill's even got a picture of it. So if you all jump on to Milkman Show on Facebook, that's my Facebook page. I'll put this over on the Yow Facebook page as well. He says, not jail, but I had a warning for trying to sell a rubber hood latch. Get your mind out of the gutter, Facebook. It's a car part. We're not bringing out the GIMP. It looks a lot like something that Sue McGarvey would discuss on her podcast. Let's just leave it at that, all right? Amber says, I called someone to change the wording so I don't get banned again. A pale shade of refuse. That's clever.
Okay, wow. Sassy.
Mike, we'll end it here. He used the word wacko. There we go.
Brilliant. Y'all are brilliant.
Yes. And that is the 10th y'all dropped on this show. It's okay. We can say y'all. We are from the south of Canada.
Yes.
Little city called Ottawa. Airport code YOW, which is why this is yowshow.ca, your Ottawa webcast.
And if you like what you heard, please spread the word. And as always, ta-ta for now.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. See you later. Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.